Ashley Rhodes Corder is our guest today, coming into town speaking on Monday night at the Peter Martin Wege Theater at Grand Rapids Ballet Company, and about her book, Three Little Words, but about her life. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific today. I hope you're well today.
I am. I'm in Florida, and it's already sunny. So.
Well, it's nice and warm. We're actually getting, you know, like semi-Florida kind of weather here anyway. We're close to 70, so that's pretty good. You have just an unbelievable story. It really is. You have a triumphant success over despair. And we've got to start from the beginning. I mean, I could go through all the litany of things that have happened to you in your short life. You're just a very successful young woman now. But can you take us back to the time, you know, you were 3 years old and what happened, what you're going to be talking about?
Sure. Well, when I was about 3 years old, I entered foster care, and I spent almost 10 years living in 14 different foster homes. And I later learned that almost 25% of my foster parents were or became convicted felons. So I was placed in really abusive situations with people who had problems with drugs, alcohol, violence, pedophilia. Needless to say, it wasn't very pleasant. No. But today, I'm a fervent advocate for change in the child welfare system. I'm a foster parent myself, so I really believe in the good work that dedicated parents and professionals really do in order to make sure that stories like mine don't happen.
You sound so upbeat and so positive. And when you look at your resume with being taken away from your biological mother at the age of three and the Florida system continually putting you in these tragic situations.
Yeah, I'm really shocked, especially now, you know, working on the other end as a child welfare professional. I'm floored, and what's even shocking is that though my story happened mostly in the 90s, I was adopted in 98, the children, I've had 10 foster children, and all of their stories are equally tragic in some way. So, you know, what's frightening is that my story is not unique. It's not the only one. And it's still continuing to happen. And that's why it's so critical that people really intervene and become mentors and foster parents and volunteers to really ensure that these people have someone that they can really rely on to help them survive.
I know you're speaking because for the Friends of CASA, and CASA, court-appointed special advocates, and I'm on the board of directors of that, and providing volunteers and advocates for these children in foster care. But at that time, you didn't have a CASA, obviously.
Right. Well, I was in foster care for 5 years before anyone even took notice to my case. And then when I was about 7 or 8, I had a woman that was visiting this other child in a foster home where I was living. And in Florida, CASAs are called guardian ad litem, but she was essentially my CASA. She came in and she said, "What's going on with these kids? This is unacceptable to have no home, no permanency, nothing for 5 years." And she ultimately really changed my life. And she was the only one who believed me when I said I was being abused. She got me out of those abusive situations. And she helped find me an adoptive family. So I was adopted when I was 12. And it changed and saved my life. So that's why I'm really excited to speak to this group and really encourage these volunteers who come from all backgrounds. You know, a lot of them don't have PhDs or training in any particular field. They're just people who have a little bit of time and a really big heart, and they literally save these children's lives just by caring and just by saying no to the system, saying that abuse is unacceptable, not having school supplies is unacceptable. These children need to be clean and fed and have every opportunity that other children have.
You excelled in school. Ashley Rhodes Corder is our special guest and has written the book Three Little Words, and speaking Monday night at the Grand Rapids Ballet's Peter Martin Wege Theater for CASA and the Friends of CASA. But you, at an early age, you excelled in school. You realized that that excelling and digging down and doing well in school was possibly your road out of there?
Absolutely. I just learned at a very young age that my education was the one thing that I could control. It's something that nobody could take away from me, nobody could take back, and I just figured out that I had this little sanctuary in the academic system, and so that was really my place to shine and to get away from it all. And admittedly, I had this sense of satisfaction when I would go back into my foster homes and use bigger words than they understood. So, you know, that was just really my outlet. And I used to say that I acted out academically. Yeah. But that's not always the case for a lot of kids. They don't see that potential in themselves, and they turn to drugs and violence and, you know, bad relationships. And that's why it's really critical that someone show them that there are better ways to survive these traumatic situations.
It's stunning because typically, you're right, you are atypical of that you would think you would act out in other ways, and yet you didn't. But to your book, Three Little Words, and which is you're telling your whole story, it's really interesting. It gives me chills every time I think of that, because set us up with that. Your adoptive parents had come, and you had they had cast you, right, in a film they were shooting?
Yeah, well, when shooting a film, I met a family. At that time, I was living in a children's home, and I was sort of the little orphan Ashley at the children's home. And so, you know, they put the little redheaded girl with the curls out to greet everybody or whatnot. So this family had met me, and so when my adoptive parents were filming this family for one of their adoption and permanency films, my parents had expressed interest in adopting, and this family said, oh, my goodness, well, there's this really smart and energetic little girl at this children's home you might be interested in. And then my parents were able to connect with my CASA, who filled them in, and sort of, you know, bing, bang, boom, the next thing you know, I was finally able to move in with this permanent family that's still an amazing part of my life. And I have a forever family because, you know, my CASA helped facilitate this and get them the information they needed to finally adopt me.
You were at what they would consider an unadoptable age, really, because you were 12 at the time, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's considered way over the hill. In fact, most areas at the age of around 13, they start independent living services for kids, which pretty much says that you're not going to be adopted. You need to figure out how to live life on your own. And they start you with classes on how to, you know, write checks and get apartments and things like that, because they just assume that that's over the hill.
Well, Three Little Words, because they asked you if you wanted a permanent home to be adopted. And what were your three little words?
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
So okay.
I often say that the three little words are, read the book. But people tend to get really angry when I spoil it. But I can tell you that they're not the words that you would expect.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I won't spoil it either. But will we hear you spoil it on Monday night?
Maybe privately do a few, but it's amazing that people are like, what did you say? Because then I think it really sets the tone for how these kids feel. And, you know, we don't trust anyone. When my adoption came about, I didn't believe in happily ever after. I had seen kids be unadopted. So I didn't think that I deserved a family and a roof over my head and food. And it was so hard for me to believe that this could really be my ending. And so it just took me years to trust that these people were going to like me enough to keep me, and that, you know, things do work out for kids.
Wow. And as an adult now, you still have to take some scars with you, I'll bet.
You do, and I think I'm actually married now, and so as my poor husband can attest, it was very difficult for me to, you know, engage in trusting relationships and really not be so independent. And but even still, I think I gained a lot of strength from my experiences, and I think my short temper, in a way, kind of aids in working with my foster kids, because I'm a fervent advocate for them, and I just make sure I don't take no for an answer. I don't accept that, oh, that's not my job, that's not my role. It's everybody's role to protect children, and we have to really work together as a community to ensure their safety.
Ashley, you're my hero.
That's
amazing. I mean, you have come through an amazing journey. Ashley Rhodes Corder, she'll be speaking at the Grand Rapids Ballet Company, the Peter Martin Wege Theater, Monday night at 7 o'clock, and I hope we fill the place. That is a message that you definitely need to hear. Ashley, God bless you, and thanks so much, and we'll see you Monday night.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ashley Rhodes Corder. Wow. What a story. You have to get the book, Three Little Words, and you'll find out what she said.